It's September 19th. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. First up, China is using an industrial park in Mexico to cheat their way into the American marketplace and probably set up a den of spies. I'll explain what we know. As always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put these two on your radar. First, a wheat war update. We've got some pretty cranky farmers in Europe claiming that Ukraine's wheat and corn are actually flooding their market, not poor countries abroad. Second, you've probably seen the headlines about Martha's Vineyard and the immigration debate. Well, we've got a fresh poll out that shows whether the American people support what the Republicans are doing. And finally, the last thing before I let you go, some advice for my East Coast listeners. You might want to fill up your gas tank. I'll explain why. But first, let's get started with today's main brief. About 2.5 hours south of Laredo, Texas, is the city of Monterrey, Mexico. It is a gorgeous place, surrounded by some beautiful mountains, rich architecture, and as it turns out, a bunch of communist investors from China trying to sneak their products into America without you knowing. And here's the incredible part. It's all perfectly legal. To properly understand this story, we have to understand something called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or the USMCA. It's a trade deal signed back in 2018, and it replaced something called NAFTA, or the North American Free Trade Agreement. Now, the USMCA is supposed to encourage trade between ourselves and our North American neighbors. To do that, it reduced or eliminated tariffs between us. So here's how the Commerce Department describes the entire purpose of this agreement. Quote, the USMCA is mutually beneficial for North American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And I want you to remember that. This trade deal is supposed to be beneficial for only North Americans. But that's not what's happening, at least not in an industrial park in Monterrey, Mexico. It's being used to effectively cheat, and almost certainly as a center for Chinese spies, too. So here's what we know. For decades, this industrial park was actually a ranch, and it belonged to a family in Mexico called the Santos. One of the sons of the owner decided that he wanted to raise something beyond horses and cattle. So in 2016, he launched a new business, an industrial park. And he set it up such that the goal was for Chinese companies to move their operations to Mexico, his old ranch, all to take advantage of NAFTA and eventually the USMCA. And so this former ranch owner named Cesar Santos, he set up a business park with two Chinese investors, one named the Holly Group and the other the Futong Group. So what do we know about these two Chinese investors? Well, we don't know a lot about the Holly Group. Now, on their website, for instance, there's no list of board members or their executive team. But we know a little bit more about the Futong Group, specifically the chairman of the board, a man named Wang Jiangyi. If you go to the Futong Group's website, you will see that Mr. Wang Jiangyi is a member of the Chinese Communist Party. He served as a relatively senior Communist Party representative in various political meetings. In fact, on the company's website, they actually brag about his meeting with China's President Xi. Regardless, these three parties, Mr. Santos of Mexico, the Holly Group, and the communist-backed Futong Group, well, they set up what's now called the Hofusan Industrial Park, 2.5 hours south of our border in Monterrey, Mexico. And business is booming. There are 11 manufacturing plants and warehouses on over 2,000 acres. Within the next 2 years, Hofusan officials expect to have 35 Chinese businesses in that park, with 15,000 people working there, about 10% of whom would be Chinese managers. That's all according to Bloomberg News. Plus, listen to this. Mexico is building two highways from Monterrey directly to Laredo, Texas, with one of those highways specifically built to service this new industrial park. All right, so what kinds of businesses are we talking about at this park? Well, there is an electronics company, a furniture company, and an auto parts maker amongst many others. And all of which that sounds, well, mostly benign, but we've still got two issues. The most obvious is economic cheating. And the second, well, that's my specialty, espionage. So let's talk about that first part, economic cheating. Imagine you are a Chinese furniture company. If you make a chair in China and you ship it to America right now, it's subject to a 25% tariff. That's because former President Donald Trump launched a trade war years ago with the Chinese, and those tariffs remain. But if you're that same furniture company and you move to Mexico, you can ship that chair to America without penalty, not one single tariff, all because of the USMCA, which, remember, is designed to help North Americans, not the Chinese. But that actually leads us to the second problem, and that is espionage. 2 years ago, the Chinese Communist Party published a very blunt set of guidelines that told its members to, quote, educate private business people to weaponize their minds with China's socialism ideology, end quote. Then, a year ago, Beijing issued another decree targeting all Chinese citizens abroad, and the order read this, quote, we must strengthen guidance of thought and promote the love for the motherland, the Communist Party, and socialism, in fact, amongst all overseas Chinese citizens and overseas students, end quote. Finally, we know from FBI reporting that Chinese companies have no choice but to comply when Beijing tells them to do something. For instance, if the Communist Party or their intelligence service tells these companies to, say, host its spies, in other words, to give them cover to conduct operations in the United States or Mexico, well, these Chinese companies will comply. They can't say no, or they will be jailed, harassed, or even killed, or their families will. So that's pretty serious business, to have that kind of threat just 2.5 hours south of our border. And so, folks, that's what we know this morning. We have got a new threat on our southern border. And let's summarize the threat before we move on to analysis and opinion. We have Communist Party-led investors setting up an industrial park 2.5 hours south of our border. They are inviting Chinese companies to set up shop, in part to avoid tariffs and take advantage of the USMCA, which, of course, is a trade deal that's supposed to only be for North Americans. Plus, we know that these companies are mandated by Chinese law to help the Communist Party and their intelligence service whenever and wherever they are asked. So we can reasonably assume that this industrial park will be used as a cover provider for Chinese spies. Spies that will operate not just in Mexico, but assuredly across the border into our country as well. So if I were in the White House this morning advising you on next steps, this would be my counsel and my opinion. We know that China is America's greatest threat. That is the official assessment of the FBI, the CIA, and the military. And if we really believe that that is true, that they want to weaken us and destroy us, then it seems logical and reasonable that we should take that threat very seriously and treat it with, in fact, profound alarm, especially when it's sitting a couple hours south of Texas. But how do you do that in this case? Well, two ways, I think. First, an American president who really understands this threat and cares about America winning, well, they would pick up the phone and tell Mexico's president, Mr. López Obrador, that this industrial park in Monterrey will be shut down within 48 hours, either by him or by us, by any and all means necessary. Now, that might make some people uncomfortable, and look, I appreciate why. But either we believe that China is an existential threat, or we don't. And if we do, we should probably behave in a similar way as we did after the September 11th attacks. We have to protect the nation. And if people don't listen, including Mexico's president, we act. That's good leadership. That's tough leadership. And it's what we all deserve. Second, what the facts in this brief show is that the USMCA is being abused. It was supposed to be a trade deal by, of, and for North Americans, not any other country, China or otherwise. So either we fix this loophole or we back out. But how do we fix this? And I mean folks like you and I who aren't in the White House this morning. Well, if you share my alarm on this, I encourage you to contact your senator or representative. Go to senate.gov or house.gov. Send them an email and tell them about this USMCA loophole, and specifically the threat at the Hofusan Industrial Park in Monterrey, Mexico. So that's Hofusan, spelled H-O-F-U-S-A-N. There's public reporting on this, and in fact, a quick internet search will show you that. So send some of these reports to justify your demands for change, or you can even send them a link of this podcast. because either we start fixing this stuff with great alarm, or we will pay a very heavy price if a war with China ever comes. And that price won't just be in some far off land. It'll be in places that we never imagined, right here in the homeland, like in the fair city of Laredo, Texas, with a highway running directly between the 250,000 citizens of that town and a group of Chinese provocateurs that are happy to see all those folks suffer. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, a closer look at what's on my radar. Two updates for you, one on the wheat wars and the other on immigration. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Mike Baker here. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? You probably didn't know I was going to ask you that question, but it's true. With over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, you probably know this experience. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? And nobody needs woes and wasted weekends. Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they've got up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here. Now, you've been hearing me bang on about Cozy Earth for a couple of months now, and how soft and comfortable their sheets are. Well, as it turns out, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. She says, "Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets." Well, we've got Cozy Earth sheets at the Baker compound, and Haley's absolutely right. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 colors, that's crazy, 15 colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, which makes them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfortable year round. Now, Cozy Earth even offers a 100 night sleep trial. You see that? Who does that? Sleep on them, wash them, try them out. If you're not completely happy, just send them back within 100 days. That's like a third of the year. Okay, my math is off. For a full refund, experience great sleep with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code PDB at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PDB.
Welcome back to the PDB. As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put these two on your radar. First, an update on the wheat wars. And this time, we've got some angry European farmers who say that Ukraine is getting an unfair advantage. To refresh our memories here, Ukraine has long exported lots of wheat and sunflower products abroad, mostly to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. Historically, Ukraine didn't export many of their agricultural products to Europe, and that's mostly because there were differences in environmental regulations, and that led to tariffs by Europe against these Ukrainian goods. Well, then the war happened, and so Europe threw open the borders to help, with the original idea that Ukraine's agricultural goods would be quickly exported to the international market, to Ukraine's former clients in Africa and such. But that's not necessarily happening. At least not according to the Wall Street Journal, who's reporting that some of Ukraine's wheat is being kept in Europe for Europeans. And that's a big problem for farmers and ranchers in places like Poland and Romania, Bulgaria, and even France. You see, the production costs in those countries are a lot higher than in Ukraine, all because of those environmental rules. So let me give you a couple of examples of how this disadvantages Europe's farmers. European wheat sells for around $320 a metric ton. Ukraine is $270 a metric ton. That's a $50 difference. The same is true of corn. European corn goes for about $310 a metric ton. Ukraine's $250, so a $60 difference. This data, by the way, was from a couple of weeks ago, so there might be some recent flex here. But regardless, it's causing European farmers to protest. They're often having to sell at a lower price, or they get outcompeted by the cheaper Ukrainian stuff. And by protest, I mean farmers are actually getting out on the streets. It's actually getting that bad. For instance, in Bulgaria, we've seen farmers revolting in a number of cities, big protests. In Poland, Government officials at the border there are trying a different tactic, slowing down the customs process in solidarity with their farmers. And I'll tell you what I mean. Normally, Polish border officials process 80 trucks a day, more or less, at one major crossing. But now, they're only letting 12 to maybe 25 through in a day. Well, obviously, consequently, there are thousands of trucks waiting in line. For what it's worth, Europe's farmers have proposed a fix here. They want to export all of Ukraine's wheat and corn to Africa and the Middle East and so forth. In other words, don't keep it in Europe. But Europe's leaders in places like Belgium have rejected this idea. So bottom line, folks, some unintended consequences for the Europeans as they fight this war. They're helping Ukraine's farmers, that's true, but they're hurting their own. Seems like a bad idea to anger your farmers. Nevertheless, more to come. Finally, this morning, the immigration fight in this country took a controversial turn last week when Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis flew 50 illegal migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, which is a state that proudly calls itself a sanctuary for illegals, but was actually outraged by having to deal with it. So you probably read those headlines late last week, you heard the arguments, and you came to your own conclusions. But regardless, a poll from the New York Times and Siena College released on Friday found that 51% of people agree with the Republican Party when it comes to how to handle illegal migration. Meanwhile, 37% said that they actually agreed with Democrats, and the rest were undecided. One important caveat to this poll, it came out as the Martha's Vineyard story was leading in the news, so it's unclear how these numbers might shift. I'll keep watching for them. But still, we're seeing more and more polling that shows that America wants fewer migrants, both legal or illegal. That frustration is no doubt being driven in part by the record number of illegal migrants crossing our southern border, which will be more than 2 million this year. We'll have those final numbers in early October. And with that, one more thing before I let you go, a heads up for my listeners on the East Coast. You might want to fill up that gas tank. We'll be right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Mike Baker here. Let's talk about something that's critical to your physical and mental health. Sleep, right? Specifically, let me ask you this. Are you having trouble sleeping or even having trouble staying asleep? Well, Beam's Dream Powder, Beam, that's B-E-A-M, is a science-backed healthy hot cocoa, and who doesn't love cocoa, for sleep. It's been a game-changer for countless folks, including myself. It's available in delicious flavors like chocolate, peanut butter, and cinnamon cocoa. And frankly, better sleep has never tasted better. Look, other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, you know the feeling. But Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, and melatonin. Listen to me, I sound like a scientist. It helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You just mix Dream into hot water or milk, you froth, you enjoy, Bob's your uncle. We've got it at the Baker Compound, and it works. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB at checkout. That's shopbeam, B-E-A-M, .com/PDB and use the code PDB for up to 40% off.
Welcome back to the PDB, ladies and gentlemen. One more thing before I let you go this morning. For my listeners on the East Coast, I wanted to flag a potential spike in gas and diesel prices for you. And that's because of Hurricane Fiona, which might seem surprising because none of the trajectories show that that storm will actually hit the United States at all. But there's a very unusual reason for why prices might still spike. Let me explain. Normally, a lot of the East Coast's oil and gas and diesel supply gets pumped from Texas via the Colonial Pipeline. But refineries on the East Coast are running very tight, and the pipeline is exceedingly full. So some oil companies like British Petroleum are taking the very unusual route of shipping oil products to the Bahamas, refining it there, and then sending gas and diesel onward to the East Coast. That includes cities like Savannah, Georgia, Jacksonville, Florida, and distribution centers in New Jersey and New York. This unusual routing from Texas to the Bahamas to the East Coast, well, that didn't happen at all last year. That's at least according to reports from Reuters. But it's been increasingly popular this year because of tight supplies and the Colonial Pipeline issue. So that means that a hurricane that hits the Bahamas creates an unusual risk for the entire East Coast this year. And Hurricane Fiona, unfortunately, will probably hit the Bahamas later this week. So if you are in those cities that I mentioned, or frankly, anywhere along the East Coast, you might want to keep a close eye on this hurricane and maybe fill up your tank before prices jump higher. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the JASE case, JASE, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a JASE case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, JASE handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899.